Get the only membership that gives you access to every Crows and Power home game. An Adelaide Oval membership. adelaideoval.com.au/football membership.
Triple M.
Ebert leans back, slots the goal.
On Bruin Dits, it's Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert.
Ebert.
Ebert takes the mark.
Ebert.
Oh, once again, good morning, Brad Ebert.
Good morning, guys.
So what did you call the boy?
Henry. Henry Mark, just
thank
after
you.
Roo, right
thank
there.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you.
What do you sell my about?
Hat on the weekend?
That hat really sold it, I thought.
You stole my hat. But Mark's your wife.
Yeah, my wife's dad. Yeah. So that's, in all seriousness, it's him, not you. Sorry, Roo.
So just so you know, he will be eligible father-son in 2037.
Thank you. I didn't know that. Yeah. So
that's when he'll start playing for his Roo.
Good to know.
Right. Probably will too, in the genes.
2 years after Leo.
That's it, yeah. No, I'm sort of keeping the soccer ball out in front of him, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Not deliberately, but, you know. Mm.
Don't be like that.
Nah, I won't be like that.
How'd you pull up from playing in Port Pirie? It was only 41.
It took a while, yeah. It's bloody,
serious?
It was tough. It was a tough game, and I don't know. I don't think I've played in those sort of conditions before. And
I can't remember a legitimate game being in 40-plus heat.
Nah. And it was just by the end of the game, you really were starting to feel pretty, tired and a little bit all over the shop. But we got in, did what we needed to do and showed some promising signs and then got out of there.
There's been a lot of talk about young Zach Butters, a lot of hype from within the club, talk that he will play round one even before the weekend. Well, he absolutely inked it on the weekend with a great performance against the Crows. Very smart, very skillful, very courageous. Mm. He's very small, though. He's going to get hurt, I think.
He is small. And that's, there's been times at training where he throws himself into positions and everyone sort of just, looks away quickly, but small forward, but he plays pretty high. Like, he sort of plays quite high in that.
He'll be a midfielder in a couple of years,
and I reckon he can slide into the midfield in time and just do his job, because I reckon he's just so creative and he is a good kid to be around as well. He's a fun loving sort of respectful guy, and he's really fit into the group well.
There are some pundits around the AFL, one of them, Tim Watson, saying that was the best game over the weekend, the best standard game. So you must feel as though the way you moved the ball, I mean, obviously the Crows played well too, as though you moved the ball well and did a lot of things right.
Yeah. I thought that, the heat probably wasn't ideal for, both teams really trying to play consistently throughout the game. You could see that we were both ebbing and flowing and each have their swings of momentum. But, I thought the Crows played really well. I thought they used the ball well across half back and were able to penetrate through us pretty well. But we sort of held our own, I thought, as well. And we talked about sort of playing a little bit more free and taking the game on, and which I thought we did well.
Ebert, you take on North Melbourne this Saturday.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, if you position yourself sort of across about the centre line somewhere, just stand there on your own, Jasper Pittard will come out of defence and hit you right on the chest.
He's good.
That's it. He's going to be on our team again.
And not because he gets mistaken that he's playing for Port Adelaide, because he just can't kick.
Pitty's a good bloke, Pitty, and he's good.
I love him.
Hopefully he'll fit in well at North Melbourne.
But he gave us some funny times when he was playing. Heart in your mouth.
He did. And that's, you take the good with the bad, don't you?
You catch up with Jared Polak as well, got a huge financial offer to go there. 5 years, they're talking 750, 800 maybe to go and play on the wing at North Melbourne.
It'd be hard to refuse that. I think we'll be checking in on how his wedding was.
How was his wedding?
It wasn't there. No one was there.
That's right.
Not one Port Adelaide player got invited.
There's none of the boys there. I don't think I've seen him since.
He must be a miserable bunch.
Well, I don't think we walked off.
Invite anyone.
Mate, I haven't seen him since we walked off the track against Essendon. In round 23.
You're kidding.
So it'd be good to see him again. You have not seen him.
Nah, I would have seen him once, but very, very minimally.
Is he a bit of a different sort of cat?
Mate, he just keeps to himself a bit, and that's each their own. So I think he had a lot on his plate and sort of was working through a few things. And
a lot of money on his plate.
Yeah, well, that's it. Had to sort of work his way through that.
You would have thought he'd invite plenty of players if you're going to get 5 years.
Well, that's true. Yeah, showed around a little bit. But none of the boys were there. So anyway, it'll be good to see him.
It'll be good to see him running down the wing at Alberton on the weekend.
Yes, he's done that a few times. So that'll be good.
Put Jack Watts on him to intimidate him or something like that.
Watts, he could intimidate him.
You could do that.
Yeah, I reckon he could. And then I saw Jasper will be playing down back. I'll be down forward. So hopefully I'll stand him a couple of times. Maybe kick a couple of goals.
Next to him.
Yep.
How long do you reckon you're going to last in the forward line?
Oh, mate, that's it. That's the career
Ditz
move.
Ditz has got you in for 40 to 50 goals.
Yeah.
Ditz.
Rue questioned this move the other day.
Rue.
I won't say it to your face.
I love you in the midfield. You're a warrior. You've got blood pouring off you. You can tag the best players and shut them down.
Yeah,
I just reckon that's your role.
Yeah, I can kick some
goals
too.
It's been your role for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah, but
I reckon you're good for three goals a game.
Yeah,
you're embracing the.
I'm sniffing the goals. That's
yeah.
No, I'm pretty happy with it. We'll see how it goes.
If you kick 40 goals plus this year, I am going to do something really special for you.
Please do. Yep. Please do. Yep. All right, this is
Ditz. What are we? 40 goals.
Oh, a big end of season lunch. We'll have a huge lunch somewhere. Flash.
I like it.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, dinner wines all afternoon.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to hold you to that one, Rue.
Yeah. Beautiful. Now, full strength against North Melbourne for the final
hit? Yeah, pretty much. I think we're playing sort of 22, 23 players. So really it's down to, without.
So Ryder's okay, is he, after he hobbled off? He looked like he was going for the year.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? It's that's just a bit of old age catching up in that little game there.
Hot weather.
It's 41 degrees. Yeah, I'll find a way to get off.
I think you took your hat after that one and just tucked it on and sat on the bench for the rest of the game.
Did you like the hat?
Oh, I loved the fedora, yep. I was almost going to wear mine in today. It's a fedora. It's a fedora, isn't it? That's the style of hat you were wearing, mate.
Did you think?
Is it really?
Know your fashion, mate. Know what you were wearing.
Fedora.
When I saw him.
I thought that was a racehorse, it's fedora.
It is at the moment. We've had so many different, some people said Russell Coit. Some said Bob Catter.
Oh, I would have loved
Who sprung to mind?
Indiana Jones.
You do the old Russell Coit dance. Yeah.
Your
personality probably matches Russell Coit the best, I'd say.
Time to hit the road, Ebo.
Yes. I was going to wear the Cooper in today, just to show you.
Head home and look after those two little boys.
Yes,
and,
I will.
And have a good game against North Melbourne.
Hey, thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Good on you, mate. Brad Ebert, our special guest.
Get the only membership that gives you access to every Crows and Power home game. An Adelaide Oval membership. AdelaideOval.com.au/football membership.